You're listening to SBS News.
For Mara Dull, her great-great-grandfather Afwan Maripal's legacy is something her family cares deeply about preserving. Afwan served as a military spy in Papua New Guinea, working alongside Australian troops during World War II. Ms. Dull says he was tasked with the dangerous job of scouting enemy Japanese troops.
I'll say I was so proud of what he did, because for a young man who doesn't even know English, communication was very different. But he forged ahead to do something that was very important for the Australians to win the battle. I am very, very proud of my great-grandfather for standing up to that challenge.
During the Battle of Kaipit, Afwan confronted hot and humid conditions as he navigated through 2-metre-high kunai grass to scout the battlefield ahead. The soldiers had moved on Kaipit unaware. A large Japanese force were also heading to the village, but despite being outmanned, secured victory.
Let's not forget the battle and the strength, the courage, and, you know, the significant role that our great-great-grandfathers did, and the strength that they had to go through those tough, rough jungles, rivers, and the environment.
This Anzac Day, Papuans in Perth will be taking part in the city's march for the first time to honour the memory of relatives who served as soldiers and carriers during World War II. At the time, Papua New Guinea was under Australia's mandated control. Dr. Tristan Moss from the University of New South Wales, Canberra, says the threat of war prompted Papuan soldiers to be recruited in what came to be known as the Pacific Islands Regiment.
Papua New Guineans were essentially Australian colonial subjects, and so they could be recruited into the Australian military when the Australians decided that Papua New Guineans were desirable soldiers, but of course were treated very much as colonial subjects. And in terms of their pay, they were paid a lot less and also received worse conditions, so didn't receive certain items of clothing or worse rations and those sorts of things.
Some 3,500 Papuan soldiers served with Australian forces, alongside up to 50,000 carriers, now affectionately termed Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels. The soldiers often deployed far out in the front line and considered valuable for their ability to grapple with difficult local conditions. Relatives of Papuans in other states have previously marched as part of others representing allied forces, but Dr. Moss says their contribution is one that deserves greater recognition in Australia.
We overlook the fact that the Papua New Guineans served alongside Australians on the front line, so including them in our memory of the war, not just talking about the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels, which played such an important part, but also seeing Papua New Guineans as soldiers on the front line really sort of helps shift our understanding of Papua New Guinea's role in the war to almost a slightly more equal footing, in which they shared the same burdens on the front line as soldiers.
Geoffrey Seelan's grandfather, Sir Peter Simigun, served as a coast watcher in the war after the former policeman was recruited to help fight alongside Australian troops. He says his grandfather recalled to his family the danger he confronted facing live combat in the war.
I feel so blessed and so honoured that he had the initiative to help. So I feel so honoured that he has done that and has saved a lot of lives in his time. Without that, I don't think I'll be here today speaking with you or I'll ever be around.
Later in life, Mr. Simigun became a politician, going on to be knighted for his public service. Geoffrey says his grandfather's sacrifice is something he wants to continue to be remembered.
Without them and their sacrifices and their hardship or whatever they've gone through, their risk that they have taken, without those, we wouldn't be here. And it's so important that we have to celebrate this and honour them, because it's for our freedom here. If they have not done what they have done, where would we be? I feel so happy, so blessed, so honoured to walk the parade on Anzac Day to recognise that we have to be in there and we have to be seen that we were part of Anzac in the time of the war.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.